Spooky, Spooky Week has concluded. This is your reading for Friday, July 26th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on TikTok or Instagram. Our cards today, in the theme position, we have the Five of Swords. This is a card that symbolizes disputes, conflict, and stress. The Tool card, Two of Cups. This is connection, mutual respect, and unity. The Obstacle card is the Queen of Wands. This is determination, passion, and confidence. Our advice card today is the Justice card. The message here is to listen and learn. All right, the shitty themes persist, but so do we. Heading off into the weekend with a theme that signals hostilities and tension, the Five of Swords is a reminder, though, that we need to be strategic with when we put our foot down firmly. Questions to toss around for yourself. Is this hill really worth dying on? Are we arguing against an 80% compromise because we want our perfection? Are we simply arguing just to argue? It's all food for thought, but all of that is to say that being a pest, it's more likely to alienate us from other people than endear them. So our tool card to breaking through this conflict is, this is a good one to get. The Two of Cups is a symbol of balanced relationships and strong partnerships. If we extend the hand of friendship to others, people outside of that two-way connection will notice. Positivity attracts, negativity repels. No shit, right? Our obstacle is another tough one to get in the slot. It's usually a good card, the Queen of Wands. It typically represents a passionate and focused person, someone who is positive and uplifting to the people around them. Now, normally these are really great traits to embody, but I think in the obstacle position, we're looking at the possibility of our passion and dedication to our causes, specifically, is detracting from that 80% solution, 80% compromise. The meeting of two ideas that we're resisting in our theme card, our passion and dedication might be keeping us from having that union. So the advice card, the advice is really simple. Listen, people will tell us practically anything that we want to know if we just let them talk. Stop and listen with an open mind to the people with whom we're conflicting. We can learn about their desires, passions, values, motivations, all that shit, if we give them the chance to explain uninterrupted. We might learn that we have more in common with these people than we previously thought, or we may learn that we don't really like their vision, but at least by understanding them, we could find ways to cooperate in the future. Our allies don't necessarily have to be our friends. So there you have it. That's Friday, July 26th. Heading into the weekend, we are not going to be doing any readings, but we will be back on Monday. Same ooky time, same spooky place.